All right, let's do today's birthday scam.
Well, this is the dude who's got a number of tractors and backhoes and bulldozers in his backyard. He's 60 years old today. Sorry to bother you at work, Charlie, but this is Robert with the City of How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Calling, we've had some complaints come in about some heavy equipment or machinery that you're keeping in your backyard or on your property.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you know it or not, but that's a violation of the deed restrictions in your area.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's why I'm calling.
Well, that's good. I sure didn't know that. My God, I've been living there 3 years, and I can't have tractors or nothing.
We can't be storing a lot of broke-down, rusty equipment.
Well, it's not broke down.
Well, that's what my information was. A lot of it appears to be broken down.
No, it's not. It's not broke down. I use it every day. I just put all new track cylinders on my dozer.
Are you operating some kind of business there? Or?
No, no.
Well, I want to be neighborly about it and give you, let's say, 24 hours to clear it all out.
Well, I can't get it running in 24 hours.
You can't get it running?
Well, I can't. I mean, I can't get the track on the dozer. It takes about 8 hours.
So it is broke down.
Well, yeah, the track. I run the track off.
All right. Well,
I was cutting a ditch in the back. Pretty
don't
right.
Don't claim
there.
It ain't broke down when it's broke down.
Well, I mean, the equipment breaks down all the time. I mean, I run a business here. I have a lot of equipment.
So you are running a business?
Here in Texas City, not there.
Well, which is it?
This is my business, Texas City. You called.
Quit peeing on my back and tell me it's raining, okay? If the equipment ain't broke down, it's broke down.
It's broke down right now.
If you're running a business, you're running a business.
About a week. I keep it in my barn.
Bottom line is you got to get the crap out of there.
Okay, I'm going to get the crap out of there. What is your name, Robert?
That's correct.
And who are you with?
I am with the city.
City of Tech City.
So
what
don't mess with me. Don't mess with me.
No, I'm not messing with you. I'm just trying to figure out why I can't. Everybody over there has got backhoes and tractors and.
Well, we're trying to clean up the neighborhood and make it look a little nicer.
Well, I'm in the county.
That's what I'm talking about. So can you have it out of there in 24 hours?
No, I can't.
Well, then I need to assess you a fine.
And okay. Well, I've got to have time. I've got a low. It takes 8 hours to put the track on.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
I think what I need to do is hire me a flatbed over there, and we're going to haul that stuff out of there for you.
No, no.
And you can pick it up at the junkyard where it belongs.
No, no.
Yes.
No. You don't have to give me just a little bit of time.
I've given you enough time.
Well, you just call me. That's the first time I've ever got a call about it.
You know, I might be able to delay it a little bit. Let's say you could spiff me $50.
Give you $50.
Yeah, I could hold it off for a week. Just personal between you and me.
No, no.
Yes, sir.
No, can't do that.
Next thing you know, I lose the paperwork. It goes into a drawer and doesn't come out for a week. You know
no,
what I'm
sir.
Saying?
No, sir.
I can make it go away.
No, sir.
Come on.
No, sir. Cannot
well, it's
do
a
that.
Flatbed.
I cannot
junkyard.
Do that. I cannot do
flatbed,
that.
Flatbed, junkyard, bulldozer gone.
And what department are you with?
You don't need to worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do, too, because I'm fixing to make some phone calls.
Why don't you call Mark?
Mark who?
Parkert.
Oh, okay.
Because he wants you to have a happy birthday.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Dean and Raj, Department of the Birthday Scam.
Oh, good.
Charlie, this has been a big joke from Mark.
Okay, great.
Because he knew you were having your 60th birthday.
Well, I was just fixing to call my attorney.
Well,
we'd rather you didn't, frankly.